Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today, we're diving into something deeply personal, how to create a safe space for emotional healing. You know that feeling when life throws you curveballs? When you just need a place to land, process your emotions, and maybe even shed a few tears without judgment? That's what we're talking about today. It's so crucial in this fast-paced world where we're constantly bombarded with information and pressure. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot, just going through the motions? We need those safe spaces more than ever to truly connect with ourselves, acknowledge our feelings, and begin the journey of healing. So, what exactly does it mean to create a safe space for emotional healing? It's not about having fancy decor or an elaborate meditation setup, although those can be helpful. It's about cultivating an environment where you feel genuinely comfortable being vulnerable, authentically expressing yourself, and exploring your emotions without fear of criticism or rejection. Think of it like building a cozy cocoon where you can shed your armor, let go of the weight of expectations, and simply be present with your feelings. And trust me, when you create that space for yourself, healing becomes so much easier. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Self-awareness is your foundation. It all starts with getting to know yourself, your triggers, your patterns, your emotional needs. Spend time reflecting on your experiences, journaling your thoughts and feelings, and paying attention to how you react in different situations. The more self-aware you are, the better equipped you'll be to create a space that truly nurtures your emotional well-being. 2. Set boundaries with love. This is crucial. It's about protecting your energy and creating clear expectations for how others interact with you in this safe space. It doesn't have to be rigid or harsh, but it should communicate your need for respect, understanding, and non-judgmental support. Imagine having a do not disturb sign on your emotional well-being. That's what boundaries are all about. 3. Silence the inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly judges and undermines you? Yeah, it needs to take a back seat. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and has moments of vulnerability. It's part of being human. 4. Embrace imperfection. This safe space isn't about achieving some unrealistic ideal. It's about allowing yourself to be exactly who you are, flaws and all. There will be days when you feel strong and confident, and there will be days when you feel overwhelmed and lost. That's okay. It's the journey, not the destination, that matters. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage your growth, and create a supportive environment where you can share your feelings openly without fear of judgment. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's feeling overwhelmed after a tough week at work, dealing with family drama, and struggling to find time for herself. She decides to carve out an hour in her day, lights some candles, puts on calming music, and takes a long, hot bath. As she soaks, she allows herself to feel all the emotions bubbling up inside, frustration, sadness, anxiety. She doesn't judge them, she simply acknowledges their presence. She writes in her journal about what's been weighing on her mind, releasing those feelings onto paper. This simple act of self-care, this intentional creation of a safe space, makes all the difference for Sarah. It helps her process her emotions, gain clarity, and feel more grounded. Creating a safe space for emotional healing is about showing up for yourself with love, compassion, and understanding. It's about creating an environment where you can be vulnerable, authentically express yourself, and embark on a journey of growth and self-discovery. And trust me, when you make this a priority, it will ripple out into every aspect of your life. So, what steps are you going to take today to create your own safe space? Start small, maybe it's setting aside 15 minutes for journaling, practicing a few deep breaths throughout the day, or simply turning off your phone and spending time in nature. Remember, even the smallest actions can make a big difference. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep switching up those disciplines and prioritizing your well-being.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.